Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy. We missed you all.
This time, yeah, that I did. I did miss you guys. This time, Laura did the moving, not me.
Yeah, we've both been movers and shakers lately. But I moved into a house, and I came from like a 660 square foot one bedroom, one bathroom condo into like a 2,400 square foot, four bedroom, three and a half bathroom house.
And flexing on us.
No big deal. Just kidding. But you know what? I've got some complaints. And I know these are all like definitely white privilege problems or first world problems.
Okay.
But I just have to expose my grievances. So,
okay.
One thing is, you know, like I don't really like to move that often. Like you won't frequently find me in the gym.
Yeah, we know.
although I did know. Make sure to buy a house with a home gym so that there's no excuse.
That's empty at the moment.
It's got a bed in it at the moment.
Oh my God.
But honestly, like I have been moving so much. I've had like my steps have ranged from like 10,000 to over 20,000 on just a regular day because the commute around this house is insane. Like I swear to God, it takes me like a minute to get from the downstairs to the upstairs. And that cuts into my day. Like I actually need to build in more time throughout my day just to like build in the commute from room to room. And the second thing is
just an episode of you flexing on us the entire time.
It truly is. Truly is. But you know what? I've waited a long time for this. So now I get to flex guised by complaints.
Yeah.
My second complaint is I literally keep losing everything. I've lost my phone about 16 times. I thought I lost my keys for 3 days. I could not find them anywhere. I thought maybe I threw them in the dumpster along with my other set of keys. Yes, I did lose a set of keys in the dumpster.
Did you say that on the pod or did you just tell me that?
I just told you that. I was moving out of my condo and I was throwing out garbage and I had like my keys looped around my finger and I threw all the garbage into the garbage and like my keys went with it. I was like, oh no, because I only had one extra house key. So like, fuck. So I crawled into the dumpster and I was digging around there for like five or so minutes and it was a lost cause. They're gone forever. So I had to go back to my condo today to rekey the entire place because I didn't have a spare.
Oh my God.
Anyways, but I just keep literally losing everything everywhere. Like I never know where I put down my water bottle or my phone, or I forget what I was doing by the time I get to the next room. Like it's been a bit of a
disaster.
Honestly,
that still happens to me and I'm only in a one bedroom condo.
Maybe it's just our like ADHD. I don't even know if I have it, but sometimes I think when I jump from room to room, from task to task, like I'll be vacuuming. And then all of a sudden I'm like upstairs doing laundry. I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah. I mean, we need to get you on some Vyvanse.
Yeah. I would like that moment you say right after you take them where you're like hyper-focused. I would really like to experience that.
Yeah. Radiating positivity.
Yes,
it only lasts an hour.
I know, but like just to experience it once, you know, be positive. What's that like?
Yeah, I would love that for you, Laura.
But anyways, those are my complaints. Other than that, it's been pretty nice. And I'm now podcasting from my office. So someday we might have video.
With a nice backdrop. Actually, we're both using a desk finally. We're no longer on the couch. Maybe we need to change our picture. But we're no longer on the couch and holding our podcast mics and stressing out.
About if it's too close to your face or not catching up. Yeah.
Or like needing a pillow underneath for support.
I honestly feel like I need that right now because I'm like holding this and it's just kind of sitting on my gut, which like works too. But
wait, why?
I could use a pillow because if I set it on my desk, then I have to lean forward. So I'm just holding it.
Mm. Well, whatever you've shown me in your house looks so amazing. Your couch looks so good in your living room. I'm trying to get Laura's couch at the moment.
Yeah, you should. It looks way bigger in this place than it did in my condo for some reason.
That couch is huge.
It is huge, but you should get it.
I just don't know if it's going to fit. But anyway, we can talk about that another time.
Okay, well, those are my personal complaints. So do you want to get into hot tops?
Yeah, I can get into my personal complaints about Skims. Yes. Again.
Oof.
So do you remember how last time they sent me the wrong product?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I started wearing that – not started wearing. I wore the product once 2 weeks ago, and it's the shorts that also does tummy control. And so I washed them after, and I let them air dry, and the elastic part near the crotch is already coming out, like, quite a bit, and it's brown. Because when I first saw it from a distance, I was like, what the fuck did I do? You know, like, I got kind of embarrassed, and – then I looked closely and it was the elastic coming out. And I was just like, why is this so cheaply made?
Yeah, so, that's really sketchy. Maybe was that – so that was the one where they sent you the wrong order. Like, did you order straight from Skims?
Yeah, I did.
Really? So you know it's not like a knockoff product. Like, it's just shitty.
Yeah. I mean, it did the job when I was wearing it underneath my dress. I will say, like, I felt like my insides were being crushed. My rib cage also might have moved a bit, but it did the job. It's just that it came apart after, or maybe I need to size up, but I do think that was the material.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't break that easily.
No.
That's ridiculous.
You won't break my soul.
You won't break my soul. You know, when I moved into my house, that song was playing and I thought it was such a moment. And then I realized that, like, literally it's the only song playing on the radio these days.
No, it was still a nice coincidence.
Yes, yes. Well, Skims sucks. What else is happening in Kardashian news?
So Kanye and Kim have their trial set for divorce to make it official. They're both legally single right now, even though Kanye still refers to her as my wife, which I just hate. Anyway, December 14th, 2-day trial to finalize their divorce and custody, I guess.
Do you think they'll actually get there, or do you think they're going to get back together?
No,
I feel like
what?
I've been hearing
they're
rumors
not...
that they're going to get back together.
From who? My brother? No.
No, like another podcast I listened to said that they heard rumors, but it was unspecified.
What did you
hear?
But
they probably don't know what they're talking about.
What did you hear?
Literally just that. It was on the Geekly Squad podcast with Paige DeSorbo and Hannah Berner. Mm-hmm. And Paige said she'd heard that they were getting back together, but she didn't disclose from whom. And I doubt she has a connection to the Kardashian family.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I really do not think they're getting back together. And if they did, I honestly would feel – yeah, exactly. I'd feel surprised and betrayed. Like, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you, you know? She needs to get the fuck out of that.
When does the new season of The Kardashians start? Do you
September.
Know?
I think it's September 22nd. And you know, a lot of it is about Pete.
Yeah, that's going to be so weird to like watch it after they've already broken up.
Yeah. Well, but one more thing about the divorce. Kanye is searching for his sixth lawyer. His fifth one just bowed out shortly before a trial date was set.
Well, I can imagine he's not the funnest client to have. He's probably calling randomly all the time and being like, let's like go to court using garbage bags for our briefcases. I insist. That is art.
I just don't understand why at this point he just doesn't become a self-represented litigant.
Sure he knows that he thinks that he knows best and he knows all. But yeah, how badass would that be if it was like – Kanye is a self-rep versus Kim, who's now a lawyer representing herself too.
Mm-hmm.
We need that trial at like publicized.
Yeah, we need it to be on an episode of Kardashians as well, because we need to see like the behind the scenes prep.
Yeah, that would be sick.
I'll pitch it to the team. Anyway, Scott was spotted with another new lady, but like nothing to say about that. He's always spotted with women.
Was it a young
one? This one is a young brunette. The last one was a blonde, I think.
But she's not famous or anything?
I don't know. That was my garbage can. Anyway, Scott with another new lady. That's all there is to it.
So I wonder on the new season of the Kardashians if we're going to find out both Kylie and Khloe's baby's names. Whose do you think we'll find out first?
Probably Khloe.
Yeah. It is kind of weird that now all of a sudden they're keeping it so hush hush. Like, why did they all of a sudden transition to not telling us their kids' names?
I don't know. Kylie's been posting a lot with Travis lately. I kind of think that they're going to get engaged soon.
Oh, they're not even engaged? I didn't even know that.
No, but they have been together for like 5 years.
Wow. I thought that they broke up did they break up for a short period?
Yeah, they did. And then they got back together, had another baby. And she used to post with him here and there, but she's been posting with him a lot more frequently now.
Hmm. That's interesting. Doesn't he have a new show coming up in Vegas? Like his first show after Astroworld? Big show?
I don't know. Does he?
I think so. Yeah. I think he's doing some sort of like residency, but it's not like a big residency. It's like a 5-show thing. I love how in
these
Vegas.
Are called residencies.
Yeah. It's like anybody who takes up like has one more than one show. It's like they're doing a residency. It's like, no. Mm-hmm.
Are they going to learn how to operate on people too? Well, that's it for Kardashians. In Bravo news, Maiden Chelsea has returned for a summer season yesterday.
A summer season? Is that like a surprise season?
Well, they had a summer in Mallorca and they're playing it at the end of the summer. So that's about
okay.
it.
Okay.
But the thing is, it's not on Pico or Bravo. So unless you have a VPN. Is it Peacock?
There's no way you thought that was pronounced Pico.
You know what? I wish you were in my mind before I said it, because I was like, it's Peacock. And then the imposter in me that doubts everything I say, which lands me in these situations with you, was like, no, remember you said Peacock when you ordered tea at Tim Hortons and they were like Pico. So it's Pico. And I said Pico and it's Peacock now.
You thought it was a silent CK. Wait, what were you ordering? Why were you ordering
Peacock
at Tim Hortons?
I promise I'm smart, folks. The orange tea.
I don't think that's called orange peacock tea. Isn't it?
That's
called,
what
like,
I'm saying.
Isn't it
it's Pico.
Spelled differently?
No, orange. It's spelled the same.
No way. It's spelled P. Oh, no. Okay. Orange Pico tea is spelled P E K O E.
No. No.
Yes. It's not orange peacock
tea. No, it's
tea.
Not.
Yes, it is.
I trusted everything my dad said growing up,
okay?
Everything my dad said growing up. It's just blind.
And then you just never looked at the menu.
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Maiden Chelsea is not on Pico or Peacock Network.
I just hate myself. You know, I know
it's
that.
It's shocking to me how often this happens.
Me too. I'm so embarrassed. Like, you know how sometimes maybe you don't, but I know a lot of people do. You'll reflect on a moment from your past and you'll just cringe. Do you know what I'm talking about? I feel like that happens often to me now when I reflect on our episodes of this podcast. And it's going to happen for years to come. And you know what? This time, it's not going to be a memory in my head. I'm going to have evidence of it on the web.
I know. It's perfect. I can just keep listening back and hearing all of your mispronunciations. Like that time that you can't see because the one time you thought that a cow was a horse.
Stop,
no, the horse was a cow.
Stop spreading a false narrative. That is not what happened, Laura. And I'm done with you.
You moved at a horse.
No, you agreed that it looked like a cow, and I immediately corrected
myself. I just
wanted
to make you feel okay, you know, because I didn't want you to reflect
and
feel bad.
No, because even when you told me that you told your boyfriend about the story, you're like, yeah, I left out the part where like I agreed with you. And yeah, I gave you Erica Jane's voice because that's how much I hate you right now.
Okay.
I promise I'm smart. She's a litigator, folks. She knows what she's saying when she has to rehearse it.
Yeah, you're going to have to read all your court submissions to me just so we can like work on your pronunciation.
Wait, you mispronounced something the other day, but I do remember when you kept saying espresso one day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Because I actually thought it was spelled espresso.
Wow, and it's so weird to me that it should be. You're so dumb. Oh my god, you really thought it was espresso.
It just seems counterintuitive to say espresso. Like, that's a dumb word.
I like it. It sounds fancy. That's how you say F-A-N-C-Y, right?
Yeah, it's pronounced français.
Yeah. Can we move on from my shortcomings?
Yes, please.
So Mick returned. And just as an update to the viewers, I am almost done season 3, which only leaves me with season 2 and season 1. And I will have watched all 23 seasons of Made in Chelsea.
That's crazy. It was literally – so I've had a Made in Chelsea quote on my Twitter bio since I started my Twitter bio in like 2012 or 2013.
Twitter bio.
Twitter.
Oh my god. You're such a loser.
My Twitter bio. And it's from Mark Francis.
Yeah.
And he says, nobody is happy unless the climate is controlled. And the other day, Shireen sent me a Snapchat of that scene from Made in Chelsea. And I was like, holy shit, she's gone back. Like, she's gone back to 2012. That was must have been like season 2011. 4 or 5. 2011. Yeah, it was season 4.
Yeah. And you know what? There was a period when I moved back to Toronto and I was just like, I can't watch Made in Chelsea for a while. That lasted like 10 days. And I swear, every time I finish a season, I'm like, man, it's going to be so much work to go back to the start of a season before. And then I get into it. I'm like, this show's so fucking entertaining to me. I love it. And I feel so close to the characters and the cast.
Well, you've been hanging out with them for like 6 months.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you know, when I watch these episodes, I'm like, look at you, Louise. Like, we've come so far. Like, I'm watching your old episodes and you were a shit person, but you've come so far and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's how you do it in reverse. It's a very weird way to watch, but I get it.
You've tried the method.
No, I get it. It works.
Yeah. Well, that has returned, and unless you have a VPN, I don't know how to watch it, but I will find a way.
Where there's Peacock. A will, there's a way. Peacock.
Peacock TV needs to pick it up. Did you hear that Austin Kroll and Craig Conover? Is that how you say his last name?
Craig Conover, yeah.
Are opening a restaurant in the West Village in Manhattan.
In New York?
Yeah. It's called Carriage House. And they're not going to let any photos inside of their restaurant.
Oh my gosh. Get over yourself.
Yeah. So they...
How is that going to work? Like, their entire restaurant has to be built on like people knowing who they are to come. Like, I don't know, maybe they'll have a successful restaurant, but why wouldn't they want to leverage their like public persona and allow photos in the restaurant to like allow people to advertise? Like, that just seems like the stupidest idea.
So get this, they're not even going to have a sign outside.
This sounds like it's going to be an extremely successful restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it's New York. Everyone's always excited to try a new spot. And I'm sure Paige will get the buzz going. I don't know. It's also like the bar area is like 30 inches.
What?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I think they just like tried to find the cheapest space possible in this
like,
area.
Is it like a speakeasy?
It kind of sounds like it, but they're not calling it that.
That's very strange. That's interesting, though. That means Craig's going to be in New York a lot more.
If I had such a toxic dynamic in a friendship, I wouldn't go into business with them. They keep going on these ventures together.
Yeah, it's true. That seems like the stupidest idea ever. Like, and Austin just seems like a shit show. Like, it doesn't seem like he's going to be – it just doesn't seem like he's a business savvy. Like, I can't imagine him doing anything well.
Like, where is Trop Hop? I still haven't seen it anywhere in stores. I feel like it's still just in bars in Charleston.
And that's only if
Austin shows up with a case for the bar and then orders it himself.
I know. I do want to try to see how bad it is.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you think of that versus Loverboy. Like, Loverboy seems like it's killing it. Like, you kind of – I don't know. I seem to see it everywhere. Not, like, in Canada, but – just it seems like they're much more successful than his little Trop Hop.
They've definitely done a way better job at advertising. lover boy.
And they got swag and everything like that. Like, he's just seems like a one-man show, literally, like, bringing around a Yeti cooler with his stuff.
Mm-hmm. I do want to try it, though. In other news, Robin and Juan Dixon finally obtained their marriage license after 3 years of engagement.
Wow.
Can you believe it's been 3 years?
I guess so. Well, like, honestly, it feels like Potomac has been off my screens for 3 years. Like, I feel like I haven't watched it in so long.
Yeah, well, it's coming back October.
Good. That's exciting. I wonder if they got married this summer. I wonder if it's going to be on – it won't be on this season, no. I doubt, because she must – I bet you they're filming it, though, maybe for next season it'll be on it.
So
I feel like she wouldn't miss an opportunity for that to be on the show.
Their certificate doesn't expire until February 2023. I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, what marriage license expires?
Well, maybe it's only open for so long until you, like, sign it and submit it. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm going off of People magazine, and they're pretty legit, so.
Yeah. That's weird. Maybe – yeah, I don't know. Because don't you just – I don't know. We've both never gotten married, so I don't really know the logistics of it, but I thought you go, like – pick up the license and then you have to sign it at your actual wedding before witnesses, and the witnesses have to sign it. So maybe there's only a period of time that it's like left open for signature.
Yeah. But if it expires in February, 2023, it seems like maybe they'll have like a fall wedding.
Yeah.
Unless they're getting married like soon and we just don't know it.
Yeah. Well, good for them. Hopefully they seal the deal for the second time.
We'll probably see some of this on the show.
Hopefully. I'm excited. I can't wait for Potomac to come back.
So did you keep up with any of the Beverly Hills stuff that was happening today?
So I saw a bit of it today. So I saw that – I don't know if it's stemming from, like, this week's episode, because – maybe they've been showing previews. Like, I don't know. But anyways,
it's from last week's episode when Garcelle was telling Erica that she was genuinely asking about her alcohol stuff out of concern. Oh, and okay. So the trolls, the Erica stans, went after Garcelle in the comments of her son Jax's social media posts, which is just like, get a fucking life. And for some reason, they all type in capital letters. Like, we can't hear you. Anyway,
it's like Kanye in the comments. I saw someone post that they're like, oh, these are all bots. I used to like run these type of bots when they were like working for this other company, and they're like, you can tell because when you go to their page, they've got like no pictures, no followers. All they've got is like a profile picture, and they're all kind of like saying the similar things.
So are they saying that Garcelle planted them for attention?
Not Garcelle. They're trying to say like, oh, the timing of this is interesting, like implying it would have been one of the other housewives. Like maybe Erica did it or like somebody else, but I don't know who would be doing it to try to like it just seems like, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't put it past some of the women, but it feels like really next level if they're behind it.
Yeah, because then Jax, her son, posted a screenshot of the bots coming after him and was just like, leave me alone, I'm 14 years old. But they were also like saying, they were saying stuff about her son Oliver, who used to have a drug addiction problem, and they were like, shouldn't you be looking after Oliver instead of worrying about Erica? And it's just like, Jesus, you guys really hit below the belt.
Oh my gosh, that's so ridiculous. And then I saw Garcelle posted like, I'm a tough woman, I can deal with things, but I've been in tears like watching him come after my son, like kids are off limits, get a life, that sort of thing. And then I saw Rinna also posted like a lengthy thing to her story. And then did you see Kyle's?
Yeah, Kyle was like, stupid. She reposted some post.
Yeah. That
wasn't really English. Like
And like you couldn't even come up with your own words. Like you're just like reposting this random thing on your story.
Mm-hmm. I felt the same way.
Any of the other women have said anything.
Yeah.
Like has Erica seen anything? Because in my mind,
I was
like,
going to ask, has she denounced it?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll look at her Instagram right now because she's obviously the one who they're like coming to her defense. So if anybody should be saying anything, it should be her. I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then
nope, she's got literally on her Instagram right now, she's got an ad for new music on the way, and then a reel where she's apparently, is she a singer now?
She was a performer
on Broadway, but nothing on her page at all denouncing these people who are coming to her defense on. That's so pathetic. I hate Erica so much.
Me too. But we can get to that in our recap.
Yeah. Okay. So in batch news, I saw that Wells, Adams, and Sarah Hyland finally got married after like 3-year engagement, I think.
Yeah, but didn't they also have a court marriage?
I don't know.
I feel like they've been engaged or married for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And I think like their deferrals were definitely COVID related because they wanted to have a big shebang. But
yeah,
it took a while. And I think like all the Modern Family cast went there. There was a bunch of Bachelor people who went. I saw like Nick, so Joe, cute. Ben. I think Caitlin and Jason went.
The Modern Family cast though, that's so cute.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah. I liked her dress. It was very Sarah.
Yeah. It was pretty, like, wasn't it pretty simple?
Yeah.
But, like, elegant?
Exactly.
Yeah. It was nice.
In more exciting news, BIP is premiering September 27th, Bachelor in Paradise.
Wow. I wonder what the season is going to be like. I feel like I wouldn't want to see a single person from this season's The Bachelorette's on there. Like, I literally could not care less about any of them.
I don't think they will be.
They usually are.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. The only person who I know is on there for sure is, what's her name? Serene from Colton's season.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think she's from, was she from Colton's?
Yeah.
Was she? Are you sure?
I thought she was from
Matt James. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about then.
Matt James' season was on the last season of BIP.
But sometimes they still come back.
Aaron from Katie's season is on there, faux show.
Oh, yeah. Serene Russell?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know. Is it Serene? Is it Serene? Is it Serene Russell? What does she look like?
She's mixed.
She was on Clayton's season.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said she was on Colton's season.
Oh, I meant Clayton. My bad.
Okay.
I didn't watch Colton's season.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. How do you know that back?
It's funny because you used to get Clayton's name wrong and say Colton last time.
No, you're following it. I saw she was dating Brandon for a while. Brandon was on Michelle's season.
Oh, I remember him.
Of the final ones. Apparently, they were dating for a while, but.
Oh. Well, I'm really excited.
I'm looking at a spoiler.
Well, there you go. There you go, folks.
Okay, so they may or may not get together on BIP. I hate looking at spoilers. I literally just Googled her name.
Okay, you do.
Never Googling again. Spoiler alert.
I find Bachelor in Paradise to be more entertaining than The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So I'm really excited.
Definitely. Especially like we'll get to The Bachelorette recap, but like the season's been so boring. I know you've liked it, but I've hated it.
Yeah, I was about to say again, like what? I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
No, I hate it.
Okay. Well,
anyways, in other news, yes. What do you have to report? Because I haven't really seen any of this.
Do you remember Francesca Farrago from Too Hot to Handle?
Yeah.
What, are you going to correct me?
No.
Oh.
Farrago?
Maybe. Anyway, she was from Vancouver. So she started dating this person. I forget what they go by, but they are trans. I don't know if they converted, but anyway, they've been dating for about a year, and in the comments of – so this person has a kid, the person that she's dating. Okay. And she posted a TikTok about her partner being such a good father to their child. And then in the comments, they were like, oh, you guys would make such good parents. And she said, yeah, we're going to try in a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like she's been in so many of these relationships though, where she like is in it briefly and then is like, I'm going to fall. Yes. I'm going to marry them. And then like they break up 2 seconds later and then she's on to the next one. And she's like, I'm going to marry them. And then, so I'm actually surprised that she's been with this person for that long.
Me too. So yeah, they might be trying for a baby in a year. Okay. In other news,
see if that actually happens.
Bennifer got married, which you know more about.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know why? Because I am still subscribed to On the J-Lo.
On the J-Lo.
From
there. Do you pay for that?
No, it's free.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, I got a email from On the J-Lo, and it's called On the J-Lo Wedding Dress First Looks. And then it says, caption, the dresses were dreamy. Thank you, Ralph Lauren. And there's two pictures. One's of like her in the actual dress. And then the other one is like drawings of the three different dresses she wore with like a small thumbnail picture of her in those three dresses. And then she says, I will be sharing a few more pics and delicious details on our big day coming very soon on the J-Lo. So it's just basically a teaser.
None of this sounds genuine to me. But anyway. Well,
the thing is, when they got married in Vegas, she made it really seem like that was the wedding. Like, mm-hmm. they didn't, like, they posted, like, oh, it's the best day. We were in front of all these people who were just like civilians and we had the best witnesses ever. And I got to marry my best friend, blah, 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 blah. And they were not hinting at all that it wasn't going to be, that they were going to have this like other 3-day affair.
I know.
I feel like it was extremely misleading.
So they got married in Georgia at their home?
Yeah. Apparently they have a house in Georgia. Like, that seems like a very random place in my mind for them to have a host. Like, I don't
together.
Think, well, she's obviously from the block and I don't know where he's from.
I was wondering what you were going to say, but that couldn't have been more perfect.
I guess like, but Ben does kind of have like mid, I don't know. Where is Georgia? Like, that's in the South, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like Midwestern. I feel like he's got like Minnesota it's vibes.
It's like on the border of Florida, Tennessee, Alabama.
Oh. Well, anyways, apparently they have a house there. So they got married there. It was like a 3-day wedding. She had three different, as I said, Ralph Lauren couture dresses. And he also wore a Ralph Lauren suit. And more details will be coming out soon on the J-Lo. And I've got an inside scoop, so I'll let you know.
Well, I just think it's funny how she posts a picture on her Instagram of like a close-up of her face. And she's like, more pictures of my wedding on the J-Lo. But then Vogue posts pictures of her dress, like a full photo shoot. So it's like, I don't need to subscribe to this shit.
No. But honestly, the one dress looks really pretty. It's like kind of like turtlenecky vibes.
Yeah, that's the one that was on Vogue.
But then it's got – oh, was it? Does they show the whole dress? It's like got that whole – it's like a ton of fabric at the bottom. It is really pretty.
Well, aside from J-Lo, do you remember you sent me a clip of Pete Davidson in the background of Kaley Cuoco's TikTok? And he was like mouthing the words of Machine Gun Kelly. And that's when you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
When he started dating Kim. Okay. So – they are releasing that film finally. It's called Meet Cute. And it's going to premiere on Peacock September 21st.
Peacock.
I just know that that's going to be the clip that you're going to highlight for our reel.
For sure.
And like, I'm reeling about it. If
there's any moment of this podcast of you looking foolish, that is the one. There are no other options. Like
you. Okay. Well, I'm going to be alone forever. Thank you.
People love it. So we got to give the people what they want.
I don't know anything about this movie. Like, no one knows the plot. It's just a rom-com. Like, what more do you need to know? And it's just about Pete and Kaylee, which is, I don't understand. Pete didn't want to do sketch comedy and Saturday Night Live because he doesn't like rehearsing anything. But I feel like ever since he left, he's just been in a bunch of movies. Because he said he left – I was going to say Stikes. He left – what is it? Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. He left Saturday Night Live because he didn't like doing sketch or rehearsed comedy and he likes doing stand-up. And yet I haven't seen him do any stand-up, just released a bunch of movies.
I think he just released – didn't he have a Netflix special that was stand-up?
Yeah, but that was while he was with Kim. That was before leaving Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
that would have been like filmed
before. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But honestly, I think – Pete and Kaylee have like really good chemistry, at least when they kept on posting videos when they were
don't say it.
They do. I was surprised honestly that they weren't dating.
It's honestly like hearing about an ex starting to date someone else that you're not over. And I feel like I am channeling what I imagine Kim would feel, even though Kim's a fucking badass.
So you follow Kim on Instagram. Has she been like posting any cryptic quotes or any showing that she's upset about this whatsoever?
Not at all. She just went straight into promoting all the shit that she's been releasing and obviously pictures of her kids.
Interesting.
She has yet to respond to my message of support.
But is it seen?
Nope. Nope.
What did you say again?
Let me find it. But I will say that I got a message from my brother the other day saying, by the way, I messaged Kim Kardashian. I'll let you know if she ever responds. He shot his shot. Oh, I said, Kim, I just want to say that no matter the reason for your breakup with Pete, I'm here by your side, Purple Heart.
So nice.
And no response. So hasn't meaningful. Even opened it.
That's so rude. Can't believe.
I know. But I'm going to let her have a pass. She's probably trying to heal. But yes, if she gets back with Kanye,
she's probably just staying off her socials, you know? Sometimes people do that when they have a breakup.
No, do you remember I told you I met like a friend of one of the housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah.
So she's verified on Instagram. And I was asking her, like, do you get a ton of messages and how do you feel through them? And she's like, well, when you're verified, you have like separate inboxes. One is for business. One is people you actually follow who are friends. And the other is like peasants like me. No. Mm. So you like never check that inbox. So I'm
interesting.
That's fine.
I've messaged two people from Instagram before that were verified and they did respond.
Who?
I messaged, you probably don't know who these people are, but Kelty Knight, who was a former host on Entertainment Tonight, and
Khalise?
What?
Kelty reminded me of Khalise, which we needed to clarify. We were both wrong.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't Kelly or Keely's. It's Khalise.
No, it's Keely. Keely.
It's Khalise. Oh, Khalise. Don't You're fuck right. this You're up right. for me.
You're right. It's Khalise. Anyways, Kelty Knight was on like a Bachelor season like way, way back in the day. And then she went on to host Entertainment Tonight. And she's also – she does the Lady Gang podcast with Becca
bored.
Tobin and
Who's
Jack
Bennett.
Who's the
second
Anyways,
person that you messaged?
Another Bachelor person.
Oh, you told me about
contestant
that,
contestant on The Bachelor. And she responded. Anyways,
she did? What did she say and what did she say?
I think you're thinking of someone else.
Totally. I don't even
remember. Mine was like a person who – her name was Ashley Spivey. She was like from way back in the day. I think I responded something. It was either about grief because she had just lost her son and I messaged her something about that. And I think she responded, or it was about Donald Trump and I was complaining about him and she responded to that. Anyways.
And then Laura became friends with me and stopped doing embarrassing things.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just leave that all to you. She
started venting to me about Donald Trump instead.
Oh, so fuck, also, Laura. Back to in Bravo news, Sheena and Brock just got married this weekend.
They did? Like a whole event? Or
a whole ass wedding. They got married in, I think it was in Vegas.
Oh,
and like so funny. Jax and Brittany were there and Kristen, but because they are no longer on Vanderpump Rules, they had to stay at a separate hotel.
That is sad.
Yeah. And then like obviously, well, I assume like some of the other cast was there, but I don't know. I don't think like Katie, well, I don't know if Katie was there, But anyways, mm-hmm. they just posted pictures of their wedding. She actually looks pretty. Like, she looks nice. Wow,
I did not see anything about it.
Yeah.
In divorce news, two Love is Blind couples are getting divorced. So Ayana and Jarrett and Danielle and Nick are getting divorced, both after 1 year.
See, this is suspicious to me because it was – first the announcement came out about Ayana and Jarrett, and then like 5 days later it came out about Nick and Danielle. And like the timing just seems like maybe they had to be married for a year to like – part of their contract, or at least they like couldn't announce that they divorced for a year, and then once they both got released they were like, okay, we're letting the public know like we're not married anymore.
Interesting,
because the timing just seems really weird and coincidental that two people from the exact same show announced their divorces within like a week.
But it also that they both came out with it.
I'm really not surprised about Ayana and Jarrett. But I am kind of surprised about Nick and Danielle because they really seem like the same kind of weird awkwardness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't think that that was going to last between them, but I didn't think it would end so quickly.
Yeah. Also in marriage news, I just saw on Instagram that Madison is getting married soon and she's like on a plane wearing like a veil and walking around looking like an idiot.
I cannot wait to see her wedding photos. I love staring at pictures of her.
Her body is insane. Like literally her stomach is the tightest I've ever seen. But her stomach?
No, she said it on Southern Charm.
What does she do?
On Southern Charm, she said that first of all, she works out like twice a day. Austin was saying she's always in the gym. But then she got that mommy makeover, remember?
Right.
And then she revealed it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's still insane. Like I just can't even believe it. Like the pictures are just fucking nuts. Like anyways.
No, yeah, I'm excited to see what she looks like. She has the best blonde hair ever.
She does.
So Christine Quinn is out from Selling Sunset. It's official. It made it seem like she left, but really, I think it was mutual.
Well, I mean, as I said before, I couldn't understand how she could possibly still be on the show after she like blasted the shit out of its creator. Like, yeah, I don't understand how that could possibly gone on.
She just kind of like framed it as she's focusing on her and her husband's new venture, which is like buying real estate with crypto.
Okay, cool. So that show is going to be hella boring. Like it was already brutal, but now it's going to be even more brutal without her. Like what are they going to talk about?
They're looking for a new villain. I don't know who's going to be. Chrishell.
She's not a villain. She's just annoying.
I know. But she is actually the true villain, which I've talked about before.
Yes.
Andrew Tate is removed from all socials, any accounts.
Okay, I have never heard of this person before like this last week. And now it's like everywhere. What? And I don't understand who he is or what happened or what's going on.
On Big Brother. Like, how long have you been watching Big Brother? Yeah, he was removed.
Since the beginning of time?
He was asked to leave because a video leaked of him beating women.
Really? Okay, but what is he? Like, why is he famous?
So he used to traffic people and abuse them. Yeah, and he like...
He was on Big Brother UK.
Don't you watch all of them?
I've only watched Big Brother... No, I've only ever watched Big Brother US. Okay, I've never seen this person in my life.
Okay, well, he was a professional kickboxer. And then... He started like offering these courses through a website, whatever, and he suddenly became an influencer after, but he's just like known for being super misogynistic. I mean, have you seen any videos of him speaking?
No, not a one.
How have you managed to dodge this?
I don't know. Maybe I'm on a different side of TikTok. I've never seen or heard of this person in my life.
I don't think you've been on TikTok, Laura.
Well, I haven't been on there in like a couple weeks at least. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I honestly haven't even opened it to see how many missing messages I'm missing from you.
Yeah, and I don't expect you to watch any of them. A little part of me every time I think of it.
133.
I seriously thought I was being conservative.
Well, I swear to God, I have not opened the app. Looking? like 2 weeks, maybe, like since I started moving. So like August 13th. So I guess it'd be like 10 days.
Okay. Well, that's embarrassing for me. Well, it's only like 13 a day.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Compared to what it used to be.
We had to do a hard reset again.
There are some really good ones in there.
I know. I just wish they need a bookmark function in the messages. So then, because the thing is, I don't go to your messages unless I have the time to look at them all, because otherwise I don't know where I left off. And then I can't like go back and find where I left off. They need like a
sound bookmark like a function problem. So that
it is a me with you problem.
That's a good way of saying it. Okay.
Nobody else sends me messages.
Back to Andrew Tate. Okay.
Okay.
He's obviously gay. Like everyone is just talking about how he's definitely gay. I think misogynist. Anyway, we can talk about that offline together. Andrew Tate, like he once said that he would never perform CPR on a man who needed it. They were like, why? And he's like, that's gay. I'm not gay.
Oh my gosh.
Stuff like that. Do you get the picture?
He's a loser.
So at one point, he even moved to Romania. Why? Because it was easier to be absolved of the rape charges against him, the human trafficking and rape investigation that he was the
what the fuck
person of. Yeah.
So who is making this guy famous? Like, who liked him?
Misogynists. Oh my, but anyway, gosh, all these like young boys seeing the videos and stuff, like it was affecting the, you know, that account called Shit You Should Care About.
Yeah.
Maybe you should follow it to stay up to date. Anyway, like high school teachers were writing into this account being like, Andrew Tate is really affecting like the boys in our school. And I'm like seeing it in the treatment of women. But yeah, Andrew Tate's very much like, girls should bow down to you. They should be virgins when you meet them and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Gross.
Yeah.
So finally he got cut off.
Finally. Yeah. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, any accounts ran by him or impersonating him.
He got the Trump treatment.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think that social media should deplatform people more often like that. Like misogynistic, racist, bigoted people.
Yeah, and they need to figure out better ways to like filter through these bots. Like, how has technology not gone far enough that they can't tell that like these are bots that are just spamming people's pages with harassment and abuse? Like, how can you not figure that out?
How does it take that long for it to come to your attention? Especially if it's been trending for a month or longer.
Yeah, for sure. It's like they never want to take those drastic steps. It's like, why? Like, why do you want to side with the abuser as opposed to the abused? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah. And very quickly, last for Hot Tops. The Read is back. Do you remember I said that?
Wow, yes.
Yeah, so they released an episode last week on Tuesday, and it was called Renaissance in Review. And I thought that they were just going to like briefly talk about Beyoncé's new album at the beginning. But no, the entire episode, the two-hour episode, was going track by track of her album. I listened to the whole thing.
Hang on.
No, I didn't tell you anything yet. I listened to the entire episode of them talking about it, which then led me to listening to the entire album.
No way.
I didn't want to put it in the notes app.
I am shook.
Yeah, this is the exact reaction I wanted. You know what? They're doing
the Lord's work.
Wow. Okay, so I really enjoyed it.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Are you joining the Beehive?
No, there were only two songs that I didn't like, which was Virgo Groove, and I didn't like All Up in Something. I just found that to be boring, but it's a solid album.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it.
Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, let me pull up the track list. But I have been working out to it.
Okay, what about my review? Do you think my review was accurate?
Yeah, it's very Vogue, dance hall, like badass bitch. This was just the album I needed. So, I also didn't
That's
like-
what I told you.
I know. You were right. I didn't like Church Girl. I thought it was too slow. Even like Plastic Off the Sofa was kind of slow, but that one I could get behind. So I really like Move and Heated and Thick, like you said.
Yes. I'm also really liking these days All Up in Your Mind.
So that was the one that I didn't like.
Oh, okay.
All Up what in Your think? Mind.
Do you like Cuff It? Do you like that
I
one?
I do like Cuff It, and I also like Pure / Honey.
Yeah, I like that one too. And I do like some
Energy, Alien, Superstar, I'm That Girl, Cozy, like all the popular ones. I like those for sure.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that you finally can see why I like Beyonce.
No, that's not it. But this was the exact reaction I wanted. And that's glad crazy. I didn't put it in the notes up.
Mm-hmm. I'm shook.
You're welcome. I'm so
thankful for the read. Thank you, yeah. The read.
I'm also so how is the thankful co-host that doing? Kid Fury is in a much better place.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's mm-hmm. good. Happy to hear that.
I think they're going to get back to recording regularly. I'll find out tomorrow. They usually record Tuesdays too. So
Mondays or
Tuesdays. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's get into our – that's a lot of hot tops.
Hot tops. Well, we haven't been there for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. Yeah, it's fair. Okay, so let's get into Pitch or Ditch a Bitch, which is all yours because I have not turned on my TV until yesterday. So what have you been watching?
So quite a bit, but I'm just going to pitch one today. So it's called Cosmic Love. Have you heard of it?
No.
Dude, I think you would actually love this show. So Cosmic Love is on Prime Video. It's a reality show. It's like Temptation Island meets Bachelor, Bachelorette, but it's not as intense as Temptation Island. Like, they don't come in as couples. So it's a bunch of singles, and they are trusting the stars to find them a match. So it goes by each – there's four people, and they represent the elements: air, water, fire, and
– Earth?
Earth, yeah. So those four have this, like, pool of people, and the pool of people have their birth charts analyzed by the astrologer, which is basically, like, the voice in Too Hot to Handle. Like, you don't know who it is. There's just a voice that comes out of something. And these elements have matches each week. And they already kind of like someone, but they have to go by what the stars tell them because they're like,
hang on a second. So there's four, like, main contestants who are the people doing the dating, and then is there a pool of potential contestants?
Yeah.
And what's the breakdown? Is it, like, all the four people guys? Are they girls? Are they mixed?
No, so there was two guys and two girls, and they were all heterosexual. Yeah, they were all heterosexual.
And then what's the living arrangements? Like, are they separated from the contestants, or are they all in the same house? No,
so it's interesting. They actually, like, if they were with their match or someone, they could go sleep with them at night and, like, spend the night with them. But they did live in separate places. But anyway, so they just have to trust the stars and go to these matches each week and see if there's any chemistry. And then by the end of it, like, they propose to the person that they like. And they even do something like hometowns, where, like, once it comes down to their final two matches, they meet the families.
No way. This actually sounds like a show I would be interested in for sure. Because I love astrology. Like,
yeah.
And I love reality TV.
There's only 8 episodes. And they've all been released on Prime.
But you haven't finished it yet, or have you?
No, I finished it. But it was wild. And then, you know, I went to their pages after their Instagram pages to, like, see if they're still with people or not or whatever. And there's nothing. There's nothing there. Mm. Like, even the show doesn't have its own Instagram page.
Well, that was kind of that other show on Amazon Prime. The one – what was it called?
Oh, yeah.
The one that got away? It was the same thing. Like, there was no advertisements whatsoever about that show. Like, no one would have known it existed unless they're, like, tuned into reality TV and constantly perusing for it. So I feel like Amazon does the worst job of advertising their shows.
But they do a good job of constantly putting one show at the top of the banner on their interface. Remember the link kept showing up?
Ugh. I'm so sick of The Lake, and I haven't even watched a single second of that show.
Yeah, so the reason I watched Cosmic Love was because it kept showing up on the banner for me.
Okay.
So I'm surprised you haven't seen it, but you also haven't really watched TV. But yeah, Cosmic Love, I would pitch it.
Sick. I actually might watch that, like, once I get through the other
20 million hours of TV. I actually think would find it entertaining as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good one. Okay. All right, should we get into our TV recap?
Yeah, you can pick where we start.
Okay, let's start with The Bachelorette. because I just watched that. Well, I just watched all these yesterday, actually. So we did miss last week, but this week was hometowns.
Yeah, just briefly, last week, Logan, they made such a big, dramatic debacle about it. They made it seem like he did something wrong, but he really just had COVID and had to
leave. Yeah, and then it was so weird because they told Gabby, like, Logan's got COVID, he can't come on your date. And then the next time we hear about him, Gabby says, yeah, so Logan can't join us on our journey. I'm like, hang on. Like, originally we just thought he couldn't go on the date. Now he's off the whole journey and we didn't get to say a single conversation between him and Gabby.
I know.
Like, what was going on
there? Why didn't they just make him isolate for like 5-7 days, which is what that's the isolation period, and then get back on the saddle? Did I say that
right? Yeah, like, I feel like she really must not been interested in him and was like, I'm going to send him home anyways, so like, who cares? Mm-hmm. But it's just – that's what I find really frustrating with this season with two bachelorettes is there's not enough time to devote to all of these things that happen. Like, this hometown date, we didn't even get to see Avon's hometown. Like, are we ever going to see it, or is it just, like, gone into the abyss?
Well, did you watch the preview for next week?
No.
Okay, no, we definitely see Avon's date. Okay. So I was like, what are you watching? Because his mom is into witchcraft. And something like, yeah, exactly. And something like goes wrong, like something gets knocked over during a session where Rachel is like at the house. And she's like, what does that mean? Is it a bad sign? And her stupid fucking annoying voice. Mm-hmm. I had to mute her this episode and forward through. I think a lot of time is being given to Rachel's stupid ass confessionals where she just talks in a circle and says the same thing over and over and over again before getting to the point. And that's where the episode
goes. It's either like, I'm so excited, these guys are finally giving me what they want. Or it's, I feel terrible, I feel so insecure, these guys aren't giving me what I want. It's like, oh my gosh,
yeah, girl. And it's usually like, she'll say something like, these guys make me feel so special. And then 2 hours later, she's saying, you guys don't even care about me. And then 2 hours after that, she's like, thank you for making me feel so special. Girl, make yourself feel special. Why are you on the show?
Yeah. Okay, so let's discuss her dates quickly. So she goes on a date. We see her date with Zach and then Tyler and then Tino. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we all know that they're both going to end up with their last hometowns.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Rachel's but not I don't know. End so up with Zach. Aven.
Yeah. So Zach's date, I literally just wrote that it was so boring. Like, he just seems like the most bland human of all the lands.
I agree.
Nothing really happened in this date. Like, his family was pretty bland as well. And he told her he's in love with her, and like, literally nothing else happened.
I agree. He's so bland.
He's so, so boring. And like,
but never mind. That was Gabby's date. Yeah. Zach is bland.
I don't know who the guy was. Like, the one guy was from – have you ever watched Seinfeld?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Putty from Seinfeld?
Yes. That's who he reminds you of?
That guy – no, there was a guy on his couch. Like, remember in the very end credits where that they showed a conversation with that guy and Rachel, and he was being so funny? Wait. Oh. He was on it. I just Googled it. That was literally him.
Wait. Zach? Or his uncle.
It was at the end of Zach's date. Okay, no. It was at Zach's date, but they had like a bunch of people sitting on the couch. Like, it was like him, his mom, his sister.
Yeah. And then Rachel's talking to his uncle. Yeah.
I don't think that was his uncle. That was this guy from.
No, it's both. His uncle is famous.
His uncle is this guy?
Yes. Did you miss that part? Literally said that at the very beginning when he was introducing them.
No way.
Why did I go through this entire thing and like watch you figure this out?
Wow. Okay. So this is wild to me. This literal famous ass man.
Yeah, I mean, it would be wild to anyone who didn't pay attention.
Well, I literally was looking at him. I'm like, this guy looks so familiar. And then I was like Googling it to try to figure out. And like, I just saw a Twitter that said Putty. And I was like, that's where he looks familiar from. And I was like, can't believe his doppelganger's on the show.
What? Oh my God. I just
Googled it.
At least you can like trust yourself for recognizing doppelgangers now.
It's true. I was bang on.
I would kind of be impressed with myself now that I'm rethinking this.
That's wild. Yeah. I can't believe that he was. Could you imagine walking in there and be like, fuck, you look familiar?
You walk in, you're like, you look like Putty. And Zach's like, that's my uncle. And you're like, no, but you look like Putty from Seinfeld. Yeah, Laura, that's my uncle. I know, but man, I got to show you this guy. You guys look so similar.
It's literally the conversation we just had.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was like the only exciting part of that date in my mind.
Yeah, so then she kind of holds that as the standard and goes on this date with Tyler.
Yeah, and Tyler literally seems like a child to me. He looks so young and he just is incredibly boring.
He is. So, okay, you know on the pier where Rachel's about to tell him, like, I'm just not that into you? He just would not let her speak and kept going on and on and on. What are you laughing at?
That moment, it was so embarrassing.
Like, when he said, I'm falling in love with you, and she like looked over.
She's so clearly trying to break up with him. Like, I was laughing out loud. I was like, this guy is clueless. Like, she's trying to dump him, and no, he won't let her get a word in.
This is why I think he's actually like not as sweet as he comes across. Although he did take the breakup nicely. I thought how he handled that was mature. But it's just like, just kept love bombing her at the end. And I was like, let her speak. Can't you pick up on her face?
Well, you could hear it in her voice. Like, literally, Teeps was in the kitchen and I was laughing. I was like, this guy is clueless. She's obviously trying to break up with him. And he's like, yeah, like you, I can hear it from over here. Like, he was
like her constantly going, Tyler,
and she was
just like,
yeah.
But I have to say, like, she wasn't doing a good job, Loris. Like, she kept, as soon as she would get a chance to speak, she would go into how amazing he is and how they've had the best time. And it's like, man, this is why he keeps saying he's falling in love with you. Just get to the point.
Like, nobody who's getting broken up with cares about people saying, giving them compliments right before they dump them. And no one wants to hear, like, it's not you, it's me. It's like, just tell me that you don't like me that much and that's fine.
I would have literally just been like, no, Tyler, I need you to stop. Like, this is not going to be the conversation that you thought we were having. And that's
totally. It. Like, and then she made him go on and on and on. And then she dumps him. And then they show this video of his family being like, oh, I'm just, his mom's like, he's going to walk in. I just think he's
smiling,
gonna
come in ear with to smile ear.
From ear to ear.
But okay.
I was like, LOL.
This reminds me, that's where he gets it from, his family. Because when he walked in, they didn't let him get a word in. Say and he anything. Kept trying to say, no, guys, she dumped me.
Because as soon as he was like, started the conversation with like, so it was Rachel. And they were like, oh my gosh, I knew it.
No. They were all like, hey, Rachel. And he was like,
is nobody questioning why she isn't with him right now? Like, why? Why doesn't anyone look confused?
The mom's reaction when he said she dumped him was priceless. That's entertainment.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. So then her last date was with Tino, and it also goes terrible. Her dad, which is hilarious, which honestly is a fair question, because in his sit down with Rachel, he's like, so convince me that you know my son. Tell me some things you know about him.
So, and she gave like the. I thought that, if I was Rachel in that scenario, I'd be like fucking overwhelmed. But he asked the right questions, in my opinion.
No, I think so too. And she just wasn't prepared for it. Like, not everyone's going to like welcome you with open arms when you've known their son for like 12 hours.
She gave the most generic response. And what she said, I was like, that's not who I've seen on camera. Like, obviously we haven't seen something that you have, but whatever you said you saw immediately, we did not see. So I agree with her dad being like, okay, like you're saying the right things, but like, how do you even know this?
Yeah. And so basically, like, none of them are warm towards Rachel at all. She thinks they all hate them. And then they go outside and he like walks her out and he's like, so like, oh yeah, they definitely adore you. And
what?
She's like, I don't think they did.
Yeah, like, are you guys gaslighting me?
Were you in the same room as me? Like, are you kidding me? And then Tino's like, yeah, you know what? I just need to tell you that I can't imagine a life without you and I should have told you sooner. And then everything was turned around for her because she finally got validation and that's literally all she wants.
From someone outside of herself.
Yeah, and she immediately turned things around and was like, oh my God, I'm so happy.
Yeah, I just don't – like, I think that's who she ends up with, but I don't see it being smooth sailing.
Well, honestly, now after watching it, like, I think she should end up with Zach, but
she should.
I do think she's going to pick Tino.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that take.
Yeah, so we'll see Avon's date next week, but then we go back to Gabby's hometown. So she starts off with Jason in New Orleans, and she first meets his dad at the park, and his dad is, like, an extremely emotional guy. Like, he comes and he's, like, already crying. He's, like, just getting emotional anytime he talks about Jason. Like, he's just such a big teddy bear.
I thought his dad was so cute.
So cute.
So cute. Just, like, yeah. Oh, man, I wanted to hug him.
I know. He was just so sweet. He, like, you obviously really loves Jason, and he's like, yeah, like, if he loves you, I love you, like, come into the fam. Like, he's just so kind.
It just made me wonder, like, what went wrong with him and his wife, because they're separated and they're both equally emotional and sensitive.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Too much of the same personality,
maybe.
Because yeah, then we meet his mom and his sister, and like, his mom is equally as emotional, like, very and, like, clearly loves her son so much.
Yeah, I loved his sister, too.
She looks like – do you remember Pete's – Pilot Pete season, like Kelly Flanagan from that season?
Yeah, she does look like Kelly Flanagan.
I thought they looked so similar.
Mm-hmm. She also looks like someone else, and I forgot to note it down in my notes.
Yeah. But their date, like, goes pretty well. But then – but honestly, like, with Gabby, I just can't really tell who she likes.
Dude,
or, like,
same.
If she likes anyone.
Well, first of all, she's got to stop laughing for us to understand what the hell she's saying or how she feels about something, because her gut response is always just to laugh. Which, okay, fine. But I felt like a lot of her date was just smooching this one. Who was it in
Jason.
New Orleans? It was Jason.
That was Jason. Yeah.
Dude, it was just like nonstop making out. I didn't see anything of substance.
But I don't see anything beyond that, even with his personality. And so, like, her big concerns were, like, he's so reserved. And she kept on asking his family, like, do you think we're a good match? Because, like, we're obviously so different. And they're like, well, we love you. And it's like, that's not really what she's asking. Like, she's basically asking if he's got a personality.
But he did, like, after say that he doesn't
think
he
could get
– yeah. And I feel like that's a big conversation.
That with Gabby?
You need to have with Gabby. Exactly.
Totally.
How have you
but
not
I feel
talked
like he
about
hasn't
that
told
yet?
Her that.
No, obviously not. I mean, the mom was just like, are you going to have that chat? And he was like, yeah, I know I have to. And it was the same for the other guy, the one that she's clearly just physically attracted to.
Johnny.
From Florida.
So yeah, that's the next. Yeah, Johnny's date was next. They obviously have like great banter. All of them literally like they all had long surfer hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I see like definitely a sexual connection with them, but he's giving like major fuckboy energy.
Totally, which I'm surprised by because like, I don't know. Gabby just seems like she has a good radar for that stuff the same way that you and I would now. And I just don't understand how Johnny has made it this far.
But then you see him with his family, and I do feel like it showed a different side of him because he actually like when they were talking about his family and like whether he was ready, and they're like, he is the most loyal guy. Like when he commits.
He's
like,
also only 25.
He's only 25?
Dude, okay, so this was one of my mental notes that I had about the show. It's these 25-year-old dudes who come on and then they have their talk with their family and they say, I just don't know if I'm ready for engagement yet. Like, yeah, I would date, but blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, why the fuck did you come on the show if it's not to gain clout? Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Do you understand the premise of the show? You're supposed to get engaged at the end.
Yeah. Obviously
so,
not. So I can't believe he's 25. Yeah, that one I think she's just keeping around to have sex with in the fantasy suites.
I also never noticed him until his hometown date. I didn't know who he was.
I remember him. The first time I saw him was like that beer date. And I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
They do seem like they have like really good banter and like their playful energies. Like they do seem very similar personalities. But yeah,
sure, I just but don't he's see not him ready for choice. No, for sure. I do think she's going to end up with Eric.
Yeah. So then we get to Eric's date. And so his dad is quite sick with cancer and his wife is like a full-time caretaker for him. And it was honestly like really touching, like seeing they were very open about his illness and like his journey and the fact that his wife is like his full-time nurse basically inside. And then his mom had like a really touching conversation with him about like marriage. And she's like, she says to him, she's like, we marry for life. Don't take it lightly. It's an important decision. And I truly believe that like this has probably been a life-changing experience for him going through his dad's illness, that I do think that he takes it very seriously and is maybe the most genuine of all of them, which like is kind of surprising to me because at the beginning of the season, I thought he was like an idiot.
Yeah, I definitely did see more of him this episode. And I think there's a much deeper side that like, I think he has the capacity and potential to grow in a relationship for forever and ever and ever with someone.
Yeah, but all he said was to his parents, he says, I seriously like her.
Yeah, that was a little point, questionable.
Yeah, it's like people are telling people that they've fallen in love at this point and you're just saying you seriously like her. And then Gabby tells him that she's falling for him. And that's the only person Gabby has ever communicated like actual signs of interest to.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you think of what his mom said to Gabby about like never leaving a marriage for any reason whatsoever?
I definitely don't agree with that. Like there are certainly good reasons to leave a marriage.
Like I think she was just coming from a place of like in sickness and in health. And that's exactly been, like, kind of coloring her idea of commitment in a marriage. But yeah, it was just like, holy smokes. Like she's allowed to get divorced if she wants.
Totally. Yeah.
But I don't know if you know, like Eric's father passed away after filming. Like no right way. After filming. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I did not know that. Oh, that is so sad.
I know.
Why didn't they have like a rest in peace or something at the end?
So that's the thing. So E! News posted saying like last night's episode of The Bachelorette honored the late passing of Eric's father, something like that. And I was just like, I didn't see it do that.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah, like I didn't see a rest in peace or a memory of. But yeah, like I just could not. I mean, obviously you've gone through it and I just cannot imagine like going for filming and it happens right after. Yeah, I would be in such a depressive hole.
Yeah, I would definitely not feel good about that. But everyone has their different experiences. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But if that is crazy, who that's really Gabby sad. Ends up with, like that is something
then to it's like
go through right away with your partner.
I would like ask Bachelor for like every moment of footage that they have of that entire date.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really sad.
It's sad. Rest in peace.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week with, I guess, Avon's date. And then they have to do a rose ceremony. This is also weird. Like they should just have like hyper long episodes to fit everything in or like a double episode or something.
I was going to say like they've done a pretty good job this entire season of fitting the rose ceremony into each episode where I was kind of just like other seasons take note. Like it is possible to do it every fucking episode. And this one has two bachelorettes, but they didn't this episode.
Yeah. But at the same time, like this is the one time where they should be dragging things in and adding more episodes or adding double episodes when we've got two bachelors and bachelorettes and we like don't know anything about their relationships because they're trying to jam pack. Like normally for these episodes, you'd see three dates. Instead, we saw six. Like obviously each date is getting half the time and they were short enough to begin with. Like I just feel like we don't get a full season with this splitting them up.
No, it's true. But I think next week is the men tell all, no? Or no, it'll be the continuation of the rose ceremony and then fantasy suites.
Yeah. Maybe but they will do it two back-to-back or something. I don't know.
They showed a preview of the Men Tell All and Jesse Palmer said something. I actually rolled my eyes as it happened. He was like, get ready for some life-changing news. This news is about to change your life forever. And I was like, okay.
If bachelor news is changing your life, you need to get a life.
Yeah, exactly. But so stay tuned.
All right. Do you want to talk about Southern Charm or Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Let's do Beverly Hills. This, I thought, was the best episode of the season. And it kind of annoyed me that it took this long to get to good footage for Beverly Hills.
Okay. So what was your highlights of the epi?
Oof, it's been a while, Lors. You just watched it.
Okay. So we leave off at the dinner at Dorit's. Yeah. And so they have Kyle's birthday cake right after Rinna has her meltdown. And it's just unbelievable to me that they keep on having these conversations in front of random people. And I just love how they keep panning to them. And then the one time Dorit was like, you know, you guys can leave.
Yeah. Well, Crystal, they were Crystal's friends, right? Crystal's like, you guys don't have to stay. And they're like, we're going to finish eating.
Yeah.
Just like watching the drama unfold. I wouldn't have left. I probably would have piped in.
I know. I'd have been like, well, if this is my 5 minutes of fame, I'm going to make it a full fucking hour.
I don't even know if it's about the fame. I would just want to like shake everyone there. Be like, you guys are such
I would also be
idiots.
Like commenting from the back, be like, Rinna, you're wrong. Kyle, shut up. Stop stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Go, Sutton.
But Sutton, then after, stand so up Sutton. For yourself.
Yeah. So she opens up about being offended by being called a friend with liability. And then she's like, finally. Particularly when we have an actual friend here with liabilities. And she mentions that she got called by somebody, but by an attorney about Erica's lawsuit. And Erica's like, well, that's because you didn't shut your mouth. And then it flashed back to like a moment at a dinner previously where Sutton had said something about knowing, I can't remember what exactly she said. She'd alluded to knowing something about Erica or hearing rumors about Erica. And so Erica's like, the only reason they're calling you is because you wouldn't shut your mouth before about like these.
It's like, no, Erica, they're calling because you are a fraud.
Yeah, exactly. Like always putting on other people. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So wait, can we rewind to what this dinner is about? Dorit's charity, homeless, not toothless.
Right,
and Kathy Hilton said it right. Like at the end of the day, they're both in this title, and it's just offensive.
She's like, "What was the name?" And then they said, "Homeless, not toothless." And she says, "That's great."
Yeah, but then she obviously had shit to say about it. But homeless, not toothless. And Dorit was getting so offended by people getting it wrong. It's like, Dorit, us getting your stupid ass charity's name wrong is not going to stop you from getting a tax write-off. Like, chill.
Yeah. But it's seriously such a bad name. Like, why
it's
are
so
you
offensive.
Like, it's so bad. Why are you calling them homeless? Like, just be like, smiles
That's
for everyone.
What I'm
or
saying.
Like,
exactly.
Smiles for the world. Like, I
it's
don't know.
Like,
just such
okay,
a bad name.
If they are toothless, like, what are you trying to say about that? You know?
Exactly.
It's just a terrible, so terrible bad. Name. Like, if I was a dentist, I wouldn't have signed on to that.
No, never. So Sutton has her beef with Erica, and then all of a sudden Diana starts like interjecting about how she's saying that she doesn't know Garcelle at all. And Garcelle was hilarious.
Licking
she's
her
like,
lips.
Well, if you
want
to get to know
it.
Me, Google me. I was like, that is such a line.
Yeah. There was a meme. Someone was like, Diana Googling Garcelle, and they did the misspelling of Garcelle's name the way that Diana did.
In the text. That's so funny.
Yeah, but Diana's like really trying. To
she
be
is,
relevant.
But Kyle even like – so Kyle always in her confessionals, she like supports the non-Fox 5 people in the confessionals but never in person. It's like,
well, I think that's how Kyle tries to maintain her relationship so that they can't text her after, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
She knows what she's
it's
doing.
It's so fake.
For sure. I've come to not like Kyle over the years.
And then we cut to Crystal's house and her husband are having a conversation about her eating disorder. And he just seems like such a good husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he was basically.
It was kind of funny when Kathy was like, can I get a cracker or like sparkling water or whatever? And he was just like, this is great. Like you come over, we feed you. And it's like, yeah, Rob, that's what a hostess does. Dumbass.
But Kathy actually had some good advice for Crystal.
Yes.
She was saying like, look,
yes.
it's you shouldn't feel any pressure. Like, don't listen to these women. It's all about you. Put me, myself, and I first. And then, yeah, she says, can I have a cracker or something? Just a little snack.
Yeah, like, she just, like, cut it off right away. Yeah. She doesn't even give you a minute to, like, be vulnerable with her back.
No. And the other thing, so I guess we must have seen Kyle going rollerblading, because I have in my notes that Kyle is a blader. And then I have right after, ridiculous fish babes. And then I have, I literally wrote this and forgot what it meant 2 seconds later. I was really tired when I watched this last night.
Well,
do you have any idea what the ridiculous fish babes are?
No, not at all. Maybe you meant ridiculous blades, unless you liked her Maybe. Blades. But I was looking at those blades wondering, like, is that what Laura would want for her birthday? Because I know No. you wanted blades.
Those are roller skates. I have roller blades, and I already have some, so.
Oh. Back to the drawing board. Being like, your present is my ticket to Calgary.
Yes. So. You shouldn't be getting me anything.
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Wrong, bitch. So then we get to their blade and disco party, and of course, Kyle's stirring the pot again, asking Sutton why she's a liability. And then, like, it's just ridiculous. They're rehashing the same things over and over again, because then they're explaining that to Garcelle that Sutton is – her relationship with Sutton is a hindrance to Garcelle getting to know these other people. And it's like, that is not ridiculous. True at all.
Garcelle actually tries so hard. And I find that, like – everyone that says they want a relationship with Garcelle, she's like, yes, okay, well, me too. Like, let's meet for lunch. Let's do this. She's never just like, oh, Sutton doesn't like you, so I don't like you.
Yeah.
Like, she's actually a mature adult. She's
blindly loyal. Like, it's just ridiculous. And then Erica chimes in with, well, you're trying to tell everyone that I have a drinking problem. And you're pushing this false narrative.
I do have to stand up for the women of color here and say, when Dorit was recounting the story about her chat with Garcelle expressing concern, was just not called for. It was a microaggression where she was like, Garcelle then says, don't be Kyle, don't be Kyle, which is like the angry black woman narrative that everyone tries to push. But Garcelle, if you like watch the footage, was very calm when she said to Dorit, don't be Kyle. And she said, I didn't appreciate that at all. I don't like Dorit. She's done this many times with women of color on the show.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, she was totally inflaming that. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Garcelle, like, always holds her own. Like, she's so articulate.
She is.
She's just always in control. She's epic. Like, she's probably my favorite housewife on Beverly Hills.
I agree. She's definitely earned her diamond, and I hope she comes back even though this stuff with Jax happened. Like, I could see it being something she contemplates for not coming back.
Yeah, I agree. And then next week we're going to be getting to Aspen finally, and I think the drama begins.
But we did get to see that iconic moment that we've been waiting for so long, where Garcelle's like, Erica, I don't have to make you look bad. You do that yourself.
Yeah. And he's like, that's such a good line. I love everyone's like jaw drop in the background. It's like, yeah, she said it.
Did you see after the show, someone tweeted at Crystal being like, Crystal, is this where you got your outfit from, on Amazon? And she was like, yes, and the shoes too.
Oh,
and it just reminded me of when Diana was telling her how she never goes into a store and Crystal's like always looking for a deal.
Yeah. I bought much stuff from Amazon.
Oh, me too. Can you just tell me like why Rinna was orange at her party?
I didn't
even
really notice.
So orange.
Maybe she got a fake tan.
Yeah, it was bad though. So yeah.
Okay, do you want to quickly touch on Southern Charm?
Yes. I have many thoughts about Craig and Naomi from this episode, but go ahead and start with what
you actually support. That's the kind, like, so they started out the episode chatting and I didn't really take any notes of it. So like, what were your thoughts of that combo?
I don't know. Maybe I'm alone here, but I think Craig has unresolved feelings for Naomi.
Yeah, he's definitely being way too friendly with her.
Friendly? I think he's being way too rude.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like he wants – because it's like inside – yeah, you're right. But inside, like, he wants so badly to like have a normal interaction with her. He's like going to
opposite direction.
Yeah,
it's like you can extremes. Just be ambivalent towards someone, but because he's trying to, I think he's overcompensating so much for how he actually feels by being like outwardly rude to her.
What I don't like is two things. The way Craig is hypocritical, but number two, how Naomi does not stand up for herself and like remember what I'm about to say. So do you remember when Naomi started dating Matul? And yeah. Craig was very much just like, why can't we have a friendship? Like, why do you have to ignore me? We should be able to hang out together, this and that. And Naomi was like, I've moved on, Craig. I'm in a relationship. Like, I don't need to be talking to you. And at that point, it was, oh, Naomi has a controlling boyfriend and is like brainwashed and this and that. But now Craig's doing the same thing. Like, he's saying, we don't need to have a relationship. I've moved on. You don't matter to me. You don't affect me, this and that. And it's just like, okay, why isn't the same logic that you had before being applied to you? I think he still has unresolved feelings. And I hate that Naomi's that just like
hook up.
Naomi's just like not standing up for herself or saying anything. It's bothering me.
I really feel like she's in a very insecure place because she's totally. Making out with Whitney. Like she's hooking
sleeping
up with Whitney.
Whitney. Yeah.
Like if you're hooking up with Whitney, you are like in the depths of desperation.
You are in a dark place. Like remember when Catherine was hooking up with Whitney?
Oh yeah. That was way back in the day.
That was like season one.
I just can't believe like it's so ick. Like and she like seemed like she enjoyed it. Like she didn't say it was bad.
And why is Craig getting so worked up about it? You know, if he's saying that he's so over it, then why does it affect you?
I think it's because it's a friend thing. It's like I could be completely my ex. Well, I mean, friends enough that I think like it's a different story, fair. Obviously, if it be like Austin or Shep. But still, like even if someone like in my circle, everyone in my circle is basically my best friend. So that doesn't really apply to me. But like someone in your extended circle. Yeah. If you guys started dating each other, even if I was over Teeps, I'd be like.
not. Because you picked a bad one. Just because I view him as a brother now.
But I think it's just because it's just a friend thing. It's just like a weird thing for someone in your close
circle you're right.
to hook up with your ex.
You're right. Because I'm thinking of it. If someone did that with my ex, I would be like, fuck you.
You'd be more than fuck you.
Yeah. block with any of my ex. Actually no, anyway, I agree with you.
Yeah, so then they go on a trip to this random ass house that Whitney set up, that's like Frank Lloyd Wright house, and everyone goes except for Catherine because she's in a fight with Caleb. So they all go to this house and they're all hanging out, and Austin, they were talking about Madison, and he was talking about Madison. And then Vanita's on like her phone furiously texting away. And Austin is like, says to Vanita, he's like, I hope you aren't texting Madison everything I'm saying. And I was just laughing in my mind because literally if I was at a party with your ex, I would furiously be texting, like maybe voice recording, like hiding in the bathroom, just giving you like quick updates here and there.
It would be the same. If I was at an event with your ex, I'd be like, okay, Laura said this, person just said this, and then he said this, and then blah, 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 blah. Like a play-by-play.
Yeah. I'd be like, if I'm not texting you in the moment, I'm taking notes to like make sure I don't forget anything to tell you later.
Exactly. That's like if you wanted to know or if I wanted to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but she's like, no, do you want to see? And I was like, he's going to see a bunch of voice notes in that conversation.
So funny. So then they're like showing all the bedrooms, and Whitney's like giving Naomi the pick of her own bedroom, and like, you can have this king size room or this king size room, and everyone's just laughing in the corner.
It's so fucking funny. Austin just has the biggest mouth. But I feel like Naomi like knew what she was doing when she told Austin.
Totally.
She knew it would get back to Craig for sure. Or just like it wouldn't go directly to Craig, but it would go to other people who would then say it to Craig, so it wasn't looking like she was delivering it.
Well, honestly, I feel like she's being a good cast member because she's really stirring up drama. I mean, she's hooking up with random people, and then she starts drama on the trip because she tells Olivia that Austin had just hung out with Sierra.
From
Summer House. And so she tells, she's like, I don't know if you know this, Olivia, but like Austin was hanging out with Sierra. Like it seems like a tit for tat.
Yes. Naomi did deliver this episode.
Yeah. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah. But it seems like Olivia, this is the start of Olivia and Austin finally being honest with each other about how they want to be together. But they, like, and then I also wonder, stop bringing up Madison.
Totally. But you know what I'm curious about is the timeline of all this. Because remember during Summer House where Austin was like interested in Lindsay and then he was interested in Sierra. And then all of a sudden he wasn't like talking to Sierra, but then they like hooked up when he was in New York. And it's just like, was the timing of like him not being interested in Sierra anymore lining up with the timeline of him like getting committed to Olivia? It's like interesting that we never heard anything about Olivia in the Summer House season.
Yeah, it is interesting.
But I guess their seasons didn't overlap in filming, so that wouldn't really make sense.
I can't remember if you said this by text to me or not, but you were just like, why did Sierra tell – or why did Paige tell Austin that Sierra was in town?
Yeah.
But it's like, why wouldn't she? Sierra probably wanted her to say.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think that was me. Because I didn't watch the episode until last night. That was definitely my
friend Imran. Whoops. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, Imran is. No, I'm kidding.
So then Austin eventually tells Craig that Naomi and Whitney hooked up, and Craig is like super upset. As I said, like we discussed, like about the betrayal, I think, not jealousy or lingering feelings. And then Craig has like a tete-a-tete with Shep. And they're all sitting on the campfire and he like basically says to Shep that he needed to distance himself from the relationship in order to be successful because Shep was constantly putting him down.
And I completely agree with that. Shep was putting him down. And I hate how Shep just rides this whole, this is who I am and I'm not going to change, but then tells everyone else to change.
Totally.
I just hate him.
And he kept on saying, he's like, you know, like you're just so, I didn't realize how sensitive you were. And then – so then Leva's chiming in and she's like trying to be the mediator. And she's like, Craig, did you just hear what he said? Like he's trying to take accountability. And Craig's like, yes, I heard. He's trying to put this on me and frame it as like you're just too sensitive. It's like, no, maybe he's just a fucking asshole.
It was in a manipulative way.
Totally. I was like, Leva, what are you talking about? Like,
dude, this is – this kid, I love Leva. I just hate how she always tries to play mediator because first of all, no one ever appreciates it. So whatever she's saying is falling on deaf ears. Nice. That was a good one. I said it properly. It's falling on deaf ears. And she's just like, no one to interject. No one asked you to say anything.
She's trying to mediate everything. Like she's basically playing a friend of role. Like the only real role she has is like talking to Naomi and having side combos. Like she has no other storylines. And it's like, what happened to you?
Well, there's that, but it's also
a pivotal part.
It's also giving me Sarah from Real Housewives of Dubai vibes where it's just like very preachy. Like you think that you've done all the therapy and healing that like you know how to mediate everyone's shit.
Yeah.
Like you and I.
True. Yeah. But we do it way better.
Way better. We know when to interject. Okay.
Exactly. But yeah, that was it for the episode.
It was a good episode. I think this last week was really good for Bravo. Good episode of Dubai, Beverly Hills and Southern Charm. And this week, tomorrow, is a season finale of Dubai. Can you believe it?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first seasons are always only like
to be over
12 episodes. I know, but it just started getting good.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's still not like – yeah.
Yeah, still not like the other ones. Like they have – now they've gotten to know each other. We're finally starting to see the beef. So I feel like next season might be better. But I don't know. I'm just like, it's one of the last shows that I watch. I was so excited for the very beginning and it's just like fallen flat.
Not giving. Like Stanbury's not doing shit for me, honestly.
No.
But that just means that there's going to be room for a new Housewives show to return. So I wonder if it's going to be Miami.
Yes, I'm ready for that.
Mm-hmm. So this was a long episode. All right.
It was. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back to our regular scheduled programming now that we've both moved locations. We are settled.
And have
we are
desks.
Ready. We have desks. We have mics. We have cameras. We've got tech.
Action.
Okay.
Well, also
well, we'll
cut.
See you. Yeah. Cut. Okay.
Toodles.
We'll see you all next Tuesday.
Ew.
Bye.